Well, welcome again. It's great to have everyone in worship this morning, and we're just delighted to have you here. We continue the series Turning Point, and this morning we're looking at facing obstacles, and we are actually at the Jordan River this morning, and Moses has commissioned Joshua to be the new leader of the people. Moses has climbed the mountain, and now Joshua is to lead the people across the Jordan River into the promised land where they will face giants. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to the ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, this morning, I invite you into our reflection on facing obstacles with faith. I love the story of this famous tightrope walker in Paris who would put a tightrope between different buildings in Paris and all kinds of famous structures, and then he would tightrope walk across it, and then were that not enough, then he would be blindfolded and go across it again, and then the third thing he'd do is to actually have a wheelbarrow and go from one building to another on this rope. And so this promoter in the U.S. found out about it, and he wrote him a letter way back when, and he said, listen, I don't really believe that you can do this, but I'll give you a large sum of money if you will tightrope walk from one side of Niagara Falls to the other side. And so the tightrope walker wrote back and said, well, I've never been to the United States, but I'd love to do that, and sure, I'll come. And so the day finally arrived when he would go across Niagara Falls on this tightrope, and sure enough, he got up there, and he got a wheelbarrow, and he went across Niagara Falls. When he got to the U.S. side, everybody was cheering and yelling, and so he said, do you think I can do it again? And everybody yelled, yes, you can do it, you can do it. And he looked at the promoter and said, do you think I can do it again? And he said, yes, yes, you can do it. And he said, well, then get in the wheelbarrow. Oh, man, sometimes it's easier to see something than to actually do it. Have you ever felt that way? And I would guess that Joshua felt that way in this morning's reading. I mean, can you imagine what he felt like? There he was, and the first word that the Lord speaks to him is, Moses, my servant, is dead. Can you imagine what that was like for Joshua? I mean, Joshua had been mentored by Moses, sure, but he'd been there with Moses. Moses as the leader when Moses faced Pharaoh. Moses as the leader when the plagues were sent. Moses as the leader when they crossed the Red Sea. And Moses as the leader through all these times. And now it was Joshua's turn to lead. Joshua's turn. Have you ever faced an obstacle in life? Have you ever been afraid or have you ever been discouraged? If so, I think the lessons of Joshua have a lot to say to us this morning and the promises of God. And so I invite us into this story this morning. And so Joshua is there and he is commanded to face this obstacle. And the obstacle is the Jordan River. Now, there are places in the Jordan River and times of the season when the Jordan River is relatively serene. But this was during flood season, we're told, and the rivers were swollen over the banks, and the people were scared. And we need to remember that beyond the banks of the Jordan River and beyond the swollen floodwaters were giants in the land. Giants that 40 years ago, the people, even under Moses, were afraid to take on. And so Joshua felt fear and discouragement. How do we know that? Well, it's easy. It says three times in there, do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. And I think the reason the Lord was speaking to Joshua was because he was afraid and he was a bit discouraged too. And let me just ask you this morning, what obstacles are you facing? I know this week a lot of people, a lot of our students face the obstacle of going back to school, either virtually with all the technology challenges and our teachers as well, and facing some of the glitches that can sometimes happen, or in person, and with all the worries of the pandemic, and do I have to really wear a face mask the entire day? And then, were that enough, you still have to do virtual school at least one day a week or so, right? So I know lots of schools have different things going on, and of course the colleges too. A couple colleges shut down for a couple weeks and went online, and so there's lots of issues there. Or you may know someone who has COVID-19. And is in a hospital right now, or a family that's lost a loved one, or there may be other illnesses you worry about. Lots of folks are out of work, too, or they've been furloughed. And so there's a lot of obstacles that we face. And maybe you feel just like Joshua, you feel some fear and you feel some discouragement. I mean, hasn't this gone on long enough? When will it ever end? And so I can imagine myself maybe in the shoes of Joshua, listening to the voice of the Lord. And so I think the first thing is to realize is that we all face obstacles. God never promised that our life of faith would be obstacle-free. In fact, when you read the scriptures, we find anything else but that. David faced a giant. Moses faced Pharaoh. Moses faced a desert. And Joshua's here at the banks of the Jordan River, right in the scripture, looking across the Jordan River and needing a word. And so the second thing is to learn to trust God. And trusting God is never easy, is it? I mean, it's easy in some sense to watch Moses trust God, but now it was Joshua's turn, right? I mean, maybe you have some grandparents out there or some great-grandparents, and they're old saints of the faith, and you feel good just having their presence around. Do you have anybody like that in your life? Or maybe they're not even a relative. Maybe they're just an old, salty saint that's been through a lot, and you look to them and you say, man, if they can make it through this, then I know that I can go. But now Joshua's at the banks of the Jordan River, and Moses never went across the Jordan River. This was going to be something new. And for this generation, this younger generation that was there, they realized that their parents and grandparents hadn't made it across the Jordan River too. So Joshua wasn't alone in his fear and discouragement. Joshua had the entire people that were counting on him and the people that were counting on each other, and everybody needed the lesson of trusting the Lord. Have you ever had a moment in life where you found it difficult to trust the Lord? I know I have in moments in my life. There's a great story that I love of President Truman. And of course, President Truman followed FDR, and they were in the middle of negotiations for ending World War II when FDR had passed away. And so Truman had to go up into this darkened White House, and in this sort of cloud of unknowing, and the cloud inspector of World War II take the oath of office. And he was absolutely overcome, and he was having trouble sleeping, realized that whatever he negotiated at the negotiation table would change the landscape of Europe and even possibly of the United States for years and years to come, and so he couldn't sleep. But one day, someone shared with him the psalm that the Lord never slumbers or sleeps. And so every night he would read that psalm before he went to bed, and all of a sudden he had an easier time sleeping, realizing that God was watching over things even when he couldn't. And I suppose trusting God at night helped him to trust God during the daytime. What are you facing today that is your obstacle that you need to trust the Lord for? It's easy to talk about it, but it's hard to do. I think Joshua will whisper to us through the pages of history to trust the Lord. And so Joshua was there, and he hears the voice of the Lord, do not be discouraged, do not be afraid. And I think that for all of us, those words are great for us. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. You know, there's a lot of times in my life where I have opened the book of the Bible, and this is one of my favorite scripture verses, one of my favorite promises of God. And I would say it's in my top 10 scripture verses because I can just put my hand on it and realize that Joshua went before. And even when Moses passed away, God was whispering to him, the new generation, that he would be there with him, that wherever Joshua would go, that God would be there with him. Do you need to hear that voice this morning? Jesus whispering to you, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Be strong, be courageous in the Lord. And so in that moment, just down the road, Joshua would gather the people, and Joshua would speak the very same words to the people that God spoke to Joshua. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous. The Lord will be with us wherever we go. And as Joshua prayed and asked the people to spend a night in prayer, which all of us need to do now and then, they took a step of faith, and they walked out into the Jordan River. And as they took that step of faith, the water started to pile up upstream, and there was a path across the Jordan River. Isn't that amazing? You know, many times in our own lives, God does not work until we're willing to take that step of faith. And the water was still flowing until Joshua was willing to put his foot into the river, and then God moved in a miraculous way. And I think for all of us, we need to learn to take that step of faith, even if it's in fear and trepidation, just like Joshua, right? We might feel fear, we might feel discouragement, but if we trust the Lord that God will be there with us, then as we do, then miracles will happen. Well, miracles did happen. God rolled back the floodwaters of the Jordan River. The people were able to cross over on dry ground, and it was reminiscent of when the people had crossed the Red Sea on dry ground. And so our younger generation learned that the promises of God are still true. I don't know if you have some younger people in your life too, and maybe you've experienced a moment where you sort of were passed the baton of leadership from the saints of old and realized it was yours now, and it's your turn to pass the baton of leadership to a new generation. Say, listen, God is going to be there with you. And so sometimes our role is to take the baton of leadership and to trust God, and sometimes our role is to pass the baton of leadership to a new generation and to whisper to them, listen, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. God is there with you. God is there with us in the wilderness, and God is there with us in the waters of the Red Sea and the waters of Jordan, and God is there with us through every obstacle we'll face, even the giants in the land and obstacles that seem like giants. Well, it's interesting because years and years later, Jesus, our Lord, would wade into the same waters of the Jordan River. This time, the waters weren't parted. It was no doubt a little more serene area of the Jordan River, not in flood season, but Jesus waded into the Jordan River, which is said to be one of the dirtiest rivers in the world when you go out into that. And he waded out into the mud and the mire and the water, and the same waters that Joshua had worried about, and Jesus was baptized there in the water. And for me, one of the things that that means, surely it means a number of things, but one of the things that it means to me is that whatever waters of discouragement and fear that we face, Jesus has been there. Jesus was immersed into those waters of the Jordan River so that we can have confidence that we stand there like Joshua, that whatever fear, whatever discouragement is flowing into our life that day, that Jesus waded into those waters of fear and discouragement in the Jordan River and onto the cross, even to face death itself, and in the face of death to bring forgiveness and love, and was raised to new life, that we'd have the power of the resurrection and the promise of new life in this life and in the life to come. Whatever you've been through, Jesus has been there ahead of time. What are you facing today? What is your obstacle? What are you afraid of? What are you discouraged about? I think God would whisper to us the very same promise that God whispered to Joshua in that day. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous. God will be with you wherever you go. I want to close with this thought. One of my great favorite stories about the scripture verse is the story of Michelle Akers in the 1999 women's Olympic team and the World Cup. And Michelle Akers was an amazing athlete, amazing physical condition, but she suffered from CFIDS, which is chronic fatigue and immune dysfunction. And so one of the symptoms of this is that you feel weak and exhausted much of the time, and you have a weakness towards illness as well. And so it was amazing that she was in the top-ranked U.S. women's soccer team. But she, because of her physical condition, she was able to face it. And she helped the team go to the finals in 1999. And she was exhausted, but knew that ahead of her laid 90 minutes, and it was 110 degrees, and so she had to endure that. And so what she wrote on her sock, she would written something that was motivational every time in magic marker on one of her socks. And so for the finals game, she wrote Joshua 1:9, this great scripture verse. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And she had an amazing performance at one point, got hit in the head with a soccer ball and collapsed near the end of the game, was carried off the game, but she was carried back on, and everybody was chanting her name. And her faith in the Lord helped lift the U.S. women's team into the victory berth. I don't know what scripture verses are great promises to you, but I highly recommend Joshua 1:9. And all of us will face obstacles in life. Maybe you're facing something this morning, and so if you are, whether it's an illness, whether it's financial difficulties, whatever you're facing, even someone in your life, maybe you've lost someone, or maybe you know someone personally who's in the hospital right now, or in a nursing home and discouraged by everything that's going around them, or maybe just facing school, which is not just school this year. It's a real obstacle. It's a real challenge. It brings fear and discouragement to many people. I want us to be encouraged by this word from Joshua, a word from the Lord to Joshua, and then a word that Joshua shared to all the people. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid. Be strong and courageous. The Lord will be with you wherever you go. The people of Israel crossed over the Jordan River on dry ground, and they went on to meet the giants of the land and defeat them because of the power of God and their trust in God. Know that whatever obstacle you face this morning, that God's Spirit is here with us, and Jesus has weighed into every area of fear and discouragement in our life and promised he would be with us, faithful wherever we go. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, many times we do face fear and discouragement in life, but we know that you're there with us. Be it a raging storm or a flooded river, be it giants in land or problems that seem like giants, or just afraid and discouraged of the future. We thank you for this promise, a promise that you would be there with Joshua, a promise that you would be there with that generation, and a promise that you would be there with every future generation who simply leans on you. So today, we pray as we face the obstacles and challenges of our life, help us to hear your voice whisper to us. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous. I will be with you wherever you go. In your name we pray. And all God's people said, amen.